my friends, Chef and a Fat Man live with you on this beautiful day in Doraville, Georgia, which for those of you who aren't familiar with Doraville, it's like Atlanta, Doraville, Chamblee, Norcross are all about a stone's throw, which would be an avocado. Huh? You like the way I threw that avocado?
Stone? Oh.
What in the world are you doing to that avocado? The whole idea, Chef Eric, I don't know if you, I mean, in your culinary, you're supposed to take the meat out of the shell. I'm just saying.
Okay. You know how you cut an avocado, right? Cut it around the pit, the stone, whatever. Separate, you know, twist, separate them, and then take your knife and carefully.
It sounds simple, but I have seen chefs absolutely, while they're talking, go like that to whack the stone, and they bury the blade halfway in their hand.
Yeah. So you just want a slight tap on the stone, and then a little sort of eighth of a turn, and then it'll come right out.
And then you take a spoon.
Pop it off your knife, and then, and then you can scoop out the avocado. Now, what I like to do is I take my chef's knife.
Oh, no.
And cut down inside, cut the slices inside of that half shell. Because then you just take a spoon and come around from the sort of the outside edges and twirl it around, and now you've got perfect little avocado slices. See? So that's what that is. That's
really?
Why I did that. Yes.
Now,
these avocado slices are going inside of our tortillas, so you can argue with me, I'm sure you will, whether I need to go through all that just for this. But anyway, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take my chicken first, and I'm going to put it on one edge of the tortilla.
Which comes first, the chicken or the tortilla?
The chicken.
Okay.
Just so you know. And now I'm going to put a couple of slices of avocado in with the chicken. Put a little more chicken in there.
Yeah, don't be skimpy on the chicken.
Now I'm going to take a bag of four cheese blend. I'm using Sargento here. And we're going to...
I like Sargento.
Put that... I do, too.
They've got some very good cheese blends. The quality of cheese is very good.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to take this and we're going to roll it kind of like a burrito. And you just want... that bottom edge, you're going to lay that right down.
Right in the glue.
Into the glue, into the baking dish. And the good thing about that is, with that thick roux that we've got there, it's going to keep it all nice and held together.
Now, I got to ask you, this is one of the problems I have with enchiladas.
What's
some
that?
People just, they make like six rolls because they put so little product in it.
Yeah.
My problem is... I only get 1.5 rolls out of my enchiladas, but I prefer, and my wife prefers my enchiladas. See, you're getting 1.5 rolls.
Yep, 1.5.
That, to me, is the perfect gauge.
That's all it should be.
And it should be about an inch. Now, you're using what, the 8-inch or 10-inch tortilla?
These are 8-inch.
Now, I go with the 10s, so you get a roll and a half. Let me tell you something. When you eat one of my enchiladas, let me tell you something, Hoss. You do two, you're doing real well.
All right. So here we're adding... the avocado, make sure I got enough of that, make sure I got enough cheese on it. Get some more cheese out here. And we're probably going to be able to fit between 6 and 8 of these enchiladas on there.
Now, let me ask you, as a bachelor's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times,
you're
out hitting the bars. You're
going
to be hitting the bar. Well, you were a bachelor once. I was a bachelor once. Yep. Bob is a bachelor now.
Yep.
And Michael is a tweener. I don't know what, but... he's a tweener. And here's the thing. When you're going out to, let's say you're going out to have fun at night and you meet someone that you want to kind of impress, I used to keep some stuff in the freezer that I could take out and slide in at like 2 o'clock in the morning if you wanted to impress. Like I'd make a good gumbo or something like that and I'd put it in. Now, is this something that can freeze real well?
I'm just not a big fan of freezing anything.
What a shock. You don't use microwaves either, so that just tells people what you are.
I don't use microwaves.
Snob.
No.
But no, so you could freeze these, though. You wouldn't, but...
Yeah, if you're going to freeze them, though, you're going to need to do something about the tortillas.
Oh, really?
You're going to use... I'm using a grain tortilla here. You'd have to use flour tortilla that has a lot of lard in it.
Okay.
So that it'll stand up to the freezing.
Good, and I probably wouldn't put the avocado on there. I might have the avocado. Yeah,
the avocado wouldn't work. The cheese would work. The chicken would work. But you know, the best thing that would work is to go ahead and just whip up some of these when you bring your date over.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning. You've been pounding down drinks.
I've been known to cook very late at night for different reasons.
Yeah, so. Well, I understand that. But see, you talk as if everybody is like you. Thank God.
Thank God they're not.
Yes, but no, seriously, that's not something you want to throw together at 2 o'clock in the morning after sitting at Arnold's French 75 for a number of hours.
Well, I'm not sure about all that. I think you could.
But anyway, well, you could, but you can drink like a fish.
Okay, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Not that I do that, but I could if I wanted to.
Yes.
Okay, so I cut up three avocados for 8. Turns out only 5 are going to fit in here, so that's good.
1, 2, 3, 4, and it's between Golden. Well, Jay's the manager.
Well, they're going to have to share.
Yeah.
I want some. Now, for the rest of this sauce, I'm going to add the other 8 ounces of salsa verde.
I love the way you measure. Whoop.
Well, it's a 16-ounce. Yeah. It's actually a 17-ounce jar.
So that doesn't look like 8.5 ounces to me. It looks more like 7.5, 7.75.
Well, there you go. Cooking with Kevin.
Yeah.
So precise.
Yeah.
All right. So this salsa verde isn't that hot. The salsa verde traditionally is not hot. You know, you can get hot salsa verde.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But so what I'm doing here is I'm bringing this back up to temperature just a little bit on the induction burner in the pan. Now, remember, I've already got some that's down in there, and that's protecting the enchilada, the bottom of the enchilada, and it'll allow it to release easily out of the baking dish. This now I'm just heating up so I get a good consistency, so that's good. And now we're going to pour this over the enchiladas.
That's a beautiful thing. Really, I love enchiladas. And, you know, if you're cooking at home, really, it's a pretty easy thing to do.
It really is.
But it's so good.
Scrape it all out of the pan. Okay. Just about getting there. All right. So most of your enchiladas should now be covered. You want to make sure you spread it to the tips.
Smothered?
No. Scattered, smothered, covered.
Yeah.
You really want this to make sure it's covering all of the tortilla, if nothing else, okay? And now we're going to go ahead and add some more cheese.
That's probably my biggest guilt is I put probably 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch of cheese across the whole top of the thing so when it melts. And when it goes on the egg and it comes out, I mean, you don't know where the enchiladas are.
Yeah.
You got to kind of probe.
Well, we're gonna.
You're doing good.
We're gonna do good, and we're not done yet. Hold on.
That's
what I got this one for. Got an extra one here. So far we've used 2 cups, but that's between inside and outside. Now we're going into our 3rd cup. And I want to.
That's beautiful. That's
fill this into the edges here. There we go. There's some
a little on the counter.
Action. A little on the counter. Whatever.
You know what I use that for?
What?
It's me cheese.
It's your cheese, right?
Yeah. So what I do is I scrape it up and slam it down with a nice unsweet tea. I live on the edge.
You do. Edge of I don't know what, but insanity.
Yes. Well, many edges.
All right. So you want to make sure you get enough cheese. And here we go. So we used 4 cups.
That's my kind of enchilada right there, baby.
All right.
You won't get that at Moe's.
There you go. And now I'm going to save some of the avocado for this to garnish the plate with. And we'll also use some cilantro to garnish it as well. But basically, that's ready now to go out on the egg. So I'm going to do that.
I'll talk a little history of absinthe.
Yeah, and then we can. I'd love to talk.
Oh,
absinthe.
Yes, yes,
you
do.
It's one of my favorite topics, actually.
Well, and of course, today is National Absinthe Day, and for those of you who have never had absinthe, there's probably a reason why, because it was very popular late 1800s, early 1900s, but then it got a very bad reputation, and it is absinthe. Absinthe is another name for the herb wormwood. Now, whenever you hear the name wormwood, a lot of people who are into mushrooms and other things that cause the mind to go into different weird places, it is Artemisia absinthium. And that is the name of a licorice anise-flavored, and I'll ask Chef Eric, what color is true absinthe?
It should be yellowish-green.
You got it. Flavored green liqueur that was created at the end of the 18th century and manufactured by, very famous name, Henri Louis Pernod.
Pernod, that's right.
Yes. Called the, do you know what the nickname for it is? You may know. The green, they throw shoes at Mardi Gras.
Oh.
The only ones that do.
Yeah.
Crew of Muse.
Yep.
We'll have more about absinthe when we come back. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about wormwood. Well, not really. Great recipes. It's Bachelor Cooking for Bob.